Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening. Welcome to another edition of the New Africa Business Association. I am your host, Bob Masadik Bynum. Welcome to our show. We'll be right back after a brief break, and we'll be right back with today's show. Tonight's show again. I am Bilal Masadik Bynum, your host for the New Africa Business Association, along with Black Wall Street Business Association. And of course, we are a business association network, marketing and business identification. That's what we're doing. I'm trying to see my co-host, Brother Aziz. I see where he's trying to come on, but he keeps coming on out, so give him a chance to come on, and I'm certain he'll be glad to give us the greetings also. But in the meantime, the New Africa Business Association, along with Black Wall Street USA, our objective, of course, is to network, market, and to identify businesses in our communities. In here in the Washington metropolitan area and throughout the United States. Of course, I mentioned here in the Washington metropolitan area because that's where we're broadcasting from. But again, our New Africa Business Association, along with the Black Wall Street USA Business Associations, we are locally and nationally all over the country. There are many New Africa Business Associations and there are many, many Black Wall Street business associations. The two associations are New Africa Business Association, along with Black Wall Street Business Association. We have merged, and when I say merge, we're talking about something that's very historical as far as I am concerned, and I'm very proud to say African Americans, Muslims, and Christians who are saying that our religious belief, but when it comes to economical and business developments, we all are African Americans, and of course by merging and economical developments in both communities, that's going to make us very successful, especially when we are seeing where we're spending at the present time more than $1.3 trillion. That was last year's consumer spending, so we look forward to turning that dollar around by network marketing and identifying businesses in our communities and throughout the country. Again, I think I have my co-host on with me now. Brother Aziz, are you with me?
Yes, I saw my leg. Greetings, Brother Bilal, and greetings to our audience also. You know, we just had that terrific storm just pass through.
Yes, it's doing tremendous damage. I understand all the way up to the coast. So it's going to be some tremendous flooding going on. I figured you had water damage up in your area, but again, you know, inshallah, it's Almighty God's will. So
right. I had actually called in 5 minutes prior to the show, and you know, the block place is out in California. And
okay.
My thing, the radio thing is ring.
Okay, well, we're glad you're with us. Any comments
on now.
Okay, well, we're glad to have you on. Any comments you want to make before we go to the audience and open up the mics to everyone?
Well, yeah, I was going to make the comment on the fact that, you know, we know who the vice president's choice for running mate coming in. And being that she was a graduate of Howard University, I read up some things on her, and she's about helping black businesses out. So that's we'll hope that's going to be what's happening when they win, you know, that she'll be able to do something helping black businesses in some way or another.
Okay, well, I'm looking forward to that that election. And by the way, we're going to be opening the mics up. We don't really have a subject this evening, but network marketing and business identification, or if you wish to make any comments at any time about Black Wall Street, and of course the commemoration event that we're planning for next year, that's always open to the mics. But again, we're going to take a quick commercial, then I'm going to just open the mics up to everybody, and hopefully we will welcome your comments. We'll be right back.
Great.
Bideman Associates Financial Planning and Insurance. Immediate annuities. Retirees, roll over your 401ks, TSPs, and pension plans into an immediate annuity. It will pay you a monthly income for life guaranteed. Please contact me for a free income quote today. At Bideman Associates, we'll professionally mind your business. Visit us online at www.bidemanassociatesinsurance.com or give us a call at 202-288-5660 or 301-234-9090.
Hi everyone, my name is Shy and I am the host of Shiloh Radio. On Motivational Monday, 7 to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time on GospelRadioNation.com, where we play all gospel all day, every day. I would like to invite you to tune in. Also, Motivational Thursdays on the legendary KYOK 1140 AM and all new 92.3 FM, where we broadcast live from Houston, Texas. Please tune in to KYOKradio.org anywhere you're listening around the world. That's Shiloh Radio Motivational Thursdays and Shiloh Radio Motivational Mondays. I'd love to have you join in the conversation. Be encouraged, inspired, and ignited by the Word of God.
Okay, and welcome back to the show. I do have all the mics open. Before we get started, brothers and sisters, let's try to be extremely courteous to each other, because at this point, the mics are open. So if you have any other than comments, if you put yourself on mute if there's noise or something that is going on in your area, but when you're ready to speak, just take yourself off of mute. But in the meantime, our mics are open to all of our guests. Like I said, you can our mics are open for any business person, political comments, or any comments you like to make about the history of what you know about Black Wall Street or the event that we are commemorating next year. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, everyone. Top of the evening to you.
Good evening.
This is Director Stone, Eartha Stone, National Director of Black Wall Street, the Women's Council, Black Wall Street USA. I'm unmuted my mic because I invited a guest on tonight, Brother Al Rogers. Brother Rogers, are you with us this evening?
Yes, I am, Ms. Stone. I am here.
Okay.
Okay.
Brother Bynum and Brother Andy, this is Brother Al Rogers. He's located in New York. He is working with Pastor F. Scott with the Divinity Group. He's going to talk with us a little bit about the container homes, if that's okay with you guys. I invited him on to share his experience and to tell us a little more about the container homes, if that's okay.
Director Stone, you know, you speak for us, so go right ahead. Welcome your guests.
Yes,
okay.
Welcome, Mr. Rogers.
Brother Rogers?
Thank you very much, folks. It's my pleasure being here and be able to talk to you about what we do here at Divinity Development Group. We are a development company that we work with a lot of companies that are looking to build affordable housing. We work in commercial areas as well to do any types of office buildings, and we can also do warehousing and as well as, strip malls. You know, we can cater to anybody's needs in a very high quality way with, affordability being first and foremost, because a lot of times people's biggest problems is the capital and being able to afford to be able to build what they need. And we can custom build, anywhere, pretty much anywhere in the U.S. based on the local government, based on getting permitting and COs, to build, but we can pretty much accommodate, a large variety of different types of structures. We will assign a person or a corp company a project manager that will actually work with the group or developer to design and, work with the architects to get to exactly what they need in their design plans. Once everything is done as far as the design and approvals and permits are done, it will go into the, construction stages. And there we will be able to come on to your property. If you have property that you own already or looking to purchase, we will build the suit, for whatever your needs are. But we have a large variety of things on our website. And I, invite everybody to go to our website, of divinitygroup.us, okay, and you will see, what we're about, exactly what we do. You'll see some pictures of the projects that that can be done, and we can be very creative in a lot of ways in order to be able to accommodate your needs. We are currently going to be working with Ms. Stone on a project that we're going to be, hopefully get financing by the end of this year, before the end of the year, and get going on a project that's going to be working with corrections facilities on, working with a outreach program with, we're going to be working with, individuals that probably were, you know, incarcerated and being released and giving them a fresh start. And I'm not going to do, you know, talk too much on that because that's not my expertise, but Ms. Stone could further, you know, address that. But we're looking forward to working with a lot of nonprofit organizations that are looking to also house individuals that are homeless as well, with, as far as veterans, homeless families, and, you know, people with mental disorders as well. And that pretty much sums up everything we're about. But like I said, I just wanted to have the opportunity, and I thank you folks for allowing me to be able to introduce myself, introduce our company. And if anybody has any further questions, they could always contact us at, on our website and contact information there as far as phone numbers as well. Okay?
Okay, Mr. Roberts, would you care to give us your numbers and repeat your website?
Yes, the website is divinitygroup.us.
.us. Okay, and you said there was a number that folks could reach you if they wanted to inquire right away.
Yes.
Or speak with you?
Yes, absolutely. You can actually reach us at the area code 281-628-3365, and you can reach Al Scott, my partner, or myself, and discuss any, you know, future plans that you may have or development projects. And we'd be more than happy to, you know, address any issues.
Okay. Mr. Roberts, I'm sorry. Go right ahead, Brother Isaiah.
I was going to say, Mr. Rogers, could you give us an estimate on what, let's say, a two-bedroom and a three-bedroom container home would cost, like, you know, kind of range, like?
Okay, just to give you a general ballpark, you know, I mean, we if we take a, you know, the container sizes is, you know, we can run anywhere from like an 8 by 20, 8 by 30, 8 by 40, one container. We can do multiple containers. But if we just did like a studio would probably, from beginning to end, probably run about, you know, $22,000 to do a studio. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically a 8 by 40 container. Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And that's fully equipped with kitchens, bathroom, you know what I mean? Electrical, roofing, you know, we do have upgrades where if you want to upgrade the outside designs of it, you know what I mean, and make it, you know, more, you know, homely, you know, we have a lot of different ways of making these projects, you know, whatever you like it to be. If you could envision it, we could make it happen.
Mr. Roberts, Bynum, and I'm going to let everybody else get a chance to ask you a question. But my question to you, we have business associations throughout the United States. One of the problems we have with our business associations, we have many different divisions. Of course, north, south, east, west, and what have you. Transportation is transport is one of the big problems we're having in moving produce from one location to let's say from the east coast to the west coast or from the south to the north. And what we were doing, we was trying to start distributorships. And I'm wondering, with these containers, if we might would it be possible to turn these into industrial sites where one could warehouse or have places where they could have maybe distributorships in scenarios where we could cut our distance in traveling from one place of the country to another one. Hopefully you see what I'm talking about.
Yes, but basically what you know, what we could do is we could you know, build a warehouse. You know, depending on the square footage, what you need as far as a distribution center is concerned. You know, if you give us specs on what you would need in order to be able to accommodate that, we could definitely you know, build to suit on that. You know, just to give you a quick you know, idea of what I'm envisioning by what you just told me is that we would have to have you know. The warehouse set up so trucks get back in, unload, or drop off the trailers to be unloaded, you know what I mean? And the warehouse would store everything until another truck would come in, pick up that load, and take it to another destination. So it'd be like a depot, you know, for the trucks, you know what I mean, to come in as well as warehouse.
Precisely. Precisely.
Yes.
You know, Mr. Roberts, we're going to be looking forward to having you on, and I know there's organizations that are going to be looking forward to chatting with you about this, because that's something that we've been actually doing, but like I said, actually having those distribution centers is something that I know we would, and especially having an African American that we can deal with directly. So I'm going to ask you, we got your information here, but I'm going to ask you to also stay involved. Stay involved. Our business association and our network association is all over this country now. So I would ask you to stay involved, get yourself known, and we would be more than happy to share a lot of your information. But in the meantime, I will be sharing Brother Aziz and myself to some of the distributors. National distributors that we know that I'm sure would be interested in talking to you. And also, I can see where this, I would think that this might be a wonderful investment opportunity as to where we could mutually grow these centers. Because, again, we're talking about bringing all of our markets, especially when it comes to farming. We're looking forward to trying to bring these markets back into our communities. So I would ask you to stay involved. I thank you so much. And I'm going to leave the mic. Any questions you have for Mr. Roberts? Again, the mic's open. We invite your questions.
This is Brother Aziz again, Brother Rogers. A 3-bedroom house with, let's say, 2.5 baths. Can you give me a ballpark range for that in case some of my listeners are listening? Because things like this, I've seen a lot of pictures of these on a site called Pinterest. And I just happened to be looking one day, and on this Pinterest site, I saw all different kind of homes, the container homes made. And I was just fascinated looking at them. I said, what an ingenious idea, man. This is what's happening, you know, and you could put a home anywhere, and you got a durable, sturdy home. So, and you know, I'd like to know if any of our listeners out there, you know, if you could give us a ballpark range, maybe about a 3-bedroom home with 2.5 baths, according, you know, if you can do that.
Yes, a 3-bedroom, you know, like I said, it all depends on, you know, and I'm going to give a low-end figure because of the fact on a basic 3-bedroom, a 3-bedroom would usually entail about 3 units, you know, 3 container units, 20 by 40, 8 by 40, excuse me. And if we utilize those, it all depends on if we're making them a duplex or if we're going to use them as just a single, you know, a one-level you know, house. So I'm going to base it on a low level because there's, you know, there's more cost in stacking up than going out, okay? On a 3-bedroom unit, that could run somewhere in the neighborhood on the low end of about $50,000 to $55,000 for a 3-bedroom.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
And the way we do the cost down is we do, well, most of the construction is pre-assembled, you know what I mean, in a warehouse and then brought to location and assembled on location, like prefab, you know. But the advantage of these container homes, why they're so popular and why they do so well, is that once they're anchored down to the foundation, these things are like hurricane-proof, you know what I mean? So they are much more durable than stick build. Okay. One of the other big advantages of it, you know, is due to the fact that they are steel containers. You know what I mean? They're fire resistant to a certain degree, quite naturally. But you know, we try to use as much fire retardant material in these, you know, in these developments as possible, so that the risk of fires, you know what I mean, could be kept to a minimal. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
But depending on the areas, you know, we don't know, you know, based on every area. I can't speak for every single area, but in some areas where you have gas lines coming in, you know what I mean, for your fuel or using oil, or it could be all electric, we could do any of those. So if it's oil fired, you know, for furnace, gas fired, you know, for natural gas, or even electric units, you know, we can give you that. And we also can put solar panels on them, too, to reduce your electric if you want to make it all electric.
My goodness.
And you can hook up the city water, too.
Yes. We tie into everything. We put a septic system in. Yes, septic system, city water, you know, as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Great.
Yeah.
Great.
Now,
that
in some areas,
great.
It may not be city water. Let me correct that one second, gentlemen. If there is no city water in the area, like some people are way out in the country, then it's still going to be wells.
Right,
But it'll be a water purification system on the well.
Mm-hmm.
And
Mr. Rogers,
also tell them about the underground heating and cooling.
Well, yeah, we could set them up with, you know, the central air conditioning and heating systems, you know, HVAC systems, you know what I mean? So a lot of, you know, depending on the areas, too, because every area is going to give, you know, different approvals on how it has to be done, you know, as far as septic and heating. But, you know, we do have entire systems where we have, like, waterless tanks, you know what I mean, for, you know, hot water. You get, you know, unlimited hot water, you know, systems. You know, these are great for these type of units because they take up a lot less space. We really gear ourselves towards using systems that take a lot less space because we don't have the space and we don't want to take valuable space and use it for bulky items. So we really deal with a lot of, you know, systems, you know, as far as the heating systems, water systems, to make sure that we're utilizing the you know, making maximizing you know, our space in these units.
Great. So this here is really revolutionary. Y'all ideas are very revolutionary, and you know, we live in an area where it's loaded with containers. We don't live actually in Baltimore, but we're about 30 miles from Baltimore, and as you know, it's containers all over the place there. Because it's a port where they do a lot of shipping in that. Would the containers be wherever you bought them at and brought them in, or how would something like that be if it was, you know, if I had property somewhere and I wanted this done in this area, in the Baltimore area where I'm living, let's say?
Well, in your area, you know, there's an advantage to that because of the fact that there's high-volume containers there. There's manufacturers in the area that we could actually purchase them, you know, directly from the manufacturer of these containers, you know what I mean? They're also that we can reduce the cost a little bit, too. If we get a good deal on bulk used containers, you know what I mean, we can salvage them as well, you know what I mean? And that helps bring the cost down a little bit, you know what I mean? But, can get the containers locally, you know, usually within a 50-mile radius to 75 tops to have them shipped in, you know. But we have them come to our warehouse. Once they come to our warehouse and we go ahead and prefab them, then they go out, you know, to the location to be set on the foundation.
Mm-hmm. And the one other good question, and I'll let it go. The factor that, you know, iron or steel rusts, what do we do? What do you do about that, preventing rust?
Well, all the units are sandblasted, and they're sprayed with a, you know, rust inhibitor so that we can make sure that, you know, we put, like, three coats on because we want to make sure that they don't rust, you know, from the bottom, top, sides, everything. Everything gets sprayed. And once that's done, then a final coat of paint, you know, which is an exterior paint, goes on top of that, okay? And that gives it a nice finished look. Now, we have a couple other stages that we can do after that. Now, we can also insulate it further from the outside because they're insulated on the inside, but we can insulate by using Tyvek, you know what I mean, or foam material to go over, and then we can put siding on the outside. If you don't want to see the container look and you want to put siding on, we can go that. That's all additional cost, but we can make it look like it never was a container. You know what I mean? So it all depends on how far you want to go. And when you go to our site, you'll see some of the things that I'm speaking about. We have office buildings that we have, you know, on display there that will show that we put a lot of windows in them too as well. So you get a lot of natural lighting in them, you know, which you want. And, you know, and we can make these two, three, four stories depending on, you know, the town code, you know, as far as height is concerned. Commercial, we can go higher than residential. You know, some areas, you know, two levels is all we can go. Some areas may allow three, but three is usually the max. Unless it's an apartment building and we're doing a complex, then we could go even higher.
That is fantastic.
Again, the mics are open. Any questions you have for Mr. Roberts, we certainly welcome your questions. The mics are open.
Yes. Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Can I be heard?
Yes. Go right ahead.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Thank you. This is Sister Raheem from Tulsa, Oklahoma. To continue the statement that you just made, I want to make sure I understand it, because my question was, how high can you go? And I thought in Tulsa downtown, they had these containers. It looks like it was about 4 or 5 feet high, levels downtown. Does that sound doable?
Was that a
residential
home, or was it commercial? Was it an office building?
It was probably no. They're trying to build a lot of apartments downtown. I think they were building an apartment building or something. It may have been business. I'm not sure. I was traveling through, but I just was amazed to see these containers go up so high.
Yes, you can go high. There are. Because of the structure on these, everything is based on your local municipality, you know, as far as getting, you know, permitting for, you know, height. Because there are some areas have what they call air rights, you know what I mean? So we have to, you know, oblige by the air rights there how we can go, especially if you're, you know, within a certain, you know, range of an airport, you know what I mean? Or, you know, any kind of, you know, whether it's a small or large airport, doesn't make a difference. We have air rights that we have to, you know, work around. And those are we're going to find out from the municipality, you know what I mean, so find that out. If it is an apartment complex, you know what I mean, you know, like here in New York, we can go, you know, 5 stories, you know what I mean, without having an elevator, okay?
Wow.
Now, in some situations, you know what I mean, where you have to put elevators in, you know what I mean, then they say, hey, listen, you know what, I don't want to go for the expense of an elevator, you know, so I'll keep it within the range that they allow us, which, you know, sometimes it's 3 stories, you know, but that all depends on the, you know, municipality that it's in. So I can't speak for all, you know, right here in New York. I'm giving guidelines based on here. Once we go over, you know, 5 stories, we have to get to 5 stories, we have to have an elevator.
You know, Mr. Roberts.
Okay, thank you.
I'm sorry, Sister Raheem. I'm sorry. Did you finish, Sister Raheem?
Yes, sir. I was just thanking him for his answer.
Okay, well, thank
you. You're welcome.
But Brother Rogers, I can tell you right now, and we're going to keep the mics open. Right now, you have about 6 different states listening to your conversation.
That's
what I'm sure. You have about 6 or 7 different states as we speak listening to your conversation, saying that to say the nation needs to know. You see, when it comes to African American business, like I said, we have the talents in our community. You see, that's why the New Africa Business Association and Black Wall Street decided to have a network marketing and business identification, because we don't know the businesses in our communities. We don't know each other. And when it comes to actually trying to advertise, there are so many other businesses ahead of us until we're drowning it out. So by having these business identifications right in our own communities, what I'm trying to say to you, Mr. Roberts, the nation needs to know about you, and you need to introduce yourself to the nation. I think this is a wonderful avenue for you, and of course, our business association is looking for business folks like you. Because even right now, like I said, there are 4 essentials, and when I say essentials, 4 essentials of life that we must have in order to live. And, of course, we know housing, food, transportation, and clothing are those four essentials. So here we're talking about housing. And, you know, when it comes to the black community, we all know about redlining and what's been going on in our communities when it comes to housing. But I'm saying here it is, the opportunity as to where, and remember where I keep talking about becoming a vested in your community. We have a brother that's telling me that he can put you in a home for less than $50,000. And I'm saying in these many of the rural communities where it's hard to even get decent houses, but if you do, they're going to overprice you so much until it's just you can't afford. You see, here's a good opportunity not only to buy a one of these units, but to start building up your communities. Think about having a group in your communities where we just bought 100 of these units, knowing that we're going to be renting these to the young folks or folks, because in the African-American black communities, you ain't going to see too many apartment buildings. We have to go somewhere else in order to get housing accommodation all over this country. So, again, Brother Roberts, I thank you and your company for being on, and we're going to keep the mic open for those who still may have questions for you. But I am just saying this is a business that is almost a necessity. So I would suggest that we stay in touch. Take this brother's email address and telephone numbers. But Brother Robert, I would ask you and your company to stay in touch. And Dr. Stone, Director Stone, of course, we look for a big organization like this to be sponsors. And these are the type of organizations that we need to have speaking at our national conference next year. So there's a lot of network marketing from large scales to the smaller scales of business. Network marketing and business identification. This is what it's all about. So, Mr. Roberts, thanks so much. But like I said, I look forward to your continuing. Yes, sir. Yes,
That's Brother Rogers.
Okay, and correct. Thanks for your corrections. But we look for your Brother Rogers. We look for your continuing participation with the New African Business Association and Black Wall Street. So thanks for being on the show, and we look forward to your continuation.
Yes, we appreciate that.
And the mics are still
on. No, my pleasure, folks. It's my pleasure to be able to be on board, and I look forward to having continual conversations and working with this organization. I feel very privileged to be here. But thank Ms. Stone for the invitation to be able to, you know, speak about, you know, myself and our company. And I would just like to ask one question, you know, because the other area where we have issues at is that we may have people that own land and want to develop it, you know what I mean? And, you know, some of them may have money to do it and some may not. Are you connected with, you know, finance groups that could be do creative financing for, like, commercial projects or single-family homes?
And you talk about the organization itself.
Well, yes, I'm looking at the fact that you know, me coming on myself and introducing my business. Do you have you know, like banks or you know lenders that you work with that you know would work with development companies, you know, who have projects that their clients may need funding for?
But like I said, we definitely invited those types of financial institutions, and I can say no because, again, we just haven't been associated with those types of black businesses. But again, it doesn't have to be a black business when it comes to those who wish to support our community. We ask for any financial. But again, our emphasis is always the black business.
Oh, absolutely. I understand. Okay. Thank you very much for answering that.
Yes.
Okay. Brother Rogers.
Yes.
Brother Rogers, are you still there? Okay. This is Director Stone again. I know that you're located in New York. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. So you have investors that may be able to help a business or an individual with funding. Is that would I be safe to say that is correct as well?
No, that is correct, yes. You know, the reason I asked my question the way I did is because of the fact that I'm looking at that, you know, we want to be tied to more black-owned businesses, you know, and keep the, you know, business within the, you know, black community, you know what I mean, and raise our own economics, you know what I mean? That was the reason for asking that question. But, yes, I do have sources for financing, and, you know, they're very creative in a lot of ways. But, you know, like I said, you know, their vision isn't what this vision for this organization is. You know, understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Brother Rogers, to take that a little further, may I take that a little further?
Yes.
This is Sister Raheem in Tulsa, Oklahoma. When we ride up and down the street, there's a lot of construction going on in Oklahoma. The infrastructure is being tightened up because, of course, you know, gentrification, all that's going on. So they're moving us out. They're planning on moving us out. This is the idea that Black Wall Street has. That is to some of these people who have we talked about this yesterday, I think. Some of these people who have funds and are willing to donate to the people in North Tulsa so that they can maintain their property. A lot of it, you know, some of it's just land. Some of the houses are just so dilapidated they just need to be moved out altogether. What we're thinking of proposing to do or want to do with somebody is to have people who can afford who are coming to Black Wall Street, the Black Wall Street Centennial next year. If we could get some of these people to pick a house or pick a land, pick a space where they would pay for somebody's the renovation or the development of a house. And in exchange for, like, spending a week at that house, you know, next year when they get ready to come to Tulsa. So if there are people who have funds, I mean, we're able to set up an office where we could take in the necessary information so that people can share, say that, like I have a property that I would love to see built up so that, say some contractors. I mean, when we ride up and down the street, everybody we see working on the road is white. You might see one black person, they might be sweeping the street, but they're either white or they're Hispanic. They will not hire us. They just will not hire our men. So if we could have black contractors to come in and somebody would, the people who have money who would be willing to do this would back up the people who have property, you know, make sure that, you know, they're not on the verge of losing their property or whatever, and then celebrate that by, you know, spending, you know, say a week in that house. You can put that family in a hotel or they can go stay with some other relatives while the person who put the money into the property, and it could become a big news, you know, feature, and it would certainly improve North Tulsa, so that by the time the centennial came around, all these beautiful houses and the area would be just ready to show just what Black Wall Street is all about.
Yes, I welcome that question. And, you know, my response to that is this here. We are actually working with a couple other different types of nonprofit organization, and one of them is down in Texas called the Third Ward area, you know what I mean, where this is a area which that, you know, has been going downhill, and money's not coming into the community. So the black community there is suffering because nobody's putting money in the community. We want to go in and put money in the community, be able to take these people's homes, renovate their homes, and put them back in their homes, you know what I mean, at low cost, okay?
Right.
We want to be able to build up businesses, bring bigger enterprises in there. We need to see more black-owned businesses in areas where we're helping the, you know, black community. while at the same time helping the black economy. You know what I mean? We have to work on getting our economy stronger by working together and uniting in projects in which it are necessary for these communities to survive. Else, like you said, gentrification comes in, and then we get wiped out. And this happened too many times in a lot of areas. As we know, what this is about, Black Wall Street got started in the first place. You know what I mean? You know, we had a community.
Right.
They were thriving black people, you know what I mean? And we see what happened
there.
You know what I mean? And you know, something that a lot of black people are not aware of this, and we need to bring this, you know, to the forefront and the attention to people,
right?
Because there are a lot of people just don't know what we went through and what our forefathers went through to try and have something. And
that's right.
If
these kind of things, you know, were stopped in their tracks, but we didn't have what it took to stop what we didn't know what was coming.
Right.
You know, we didn't know what was going to happen. We didn't know what, you know, destroy everything that they had built up, which was a shame. It's a real bad time in our history where it's a shame that had to happen, you know. But nowadays, I hate to say it this way, but I don't want to, you know, say, I got to be careful about my words here because, in fact, I don't want to see that type of thing happen again. So we have to put in security measures to make sure that we're securing what we do this time, that we don't let outside sources come in and infiltrate it.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So what part of the country is the third world operating in? That's our neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
What
I had a feeling, that's what I was
Texas
wondering.
What part of the third world operating in? You said they were in a town in Texas?
Yes, they're called Third Ward.
In Houston,
oh,
right?
Oh, Third Ward. Oh, okay.
Yes,
and
that's
what
area.
Texas is that? That's where?
Houston, Texas. That's Houston.
Oh, it's in Houston. Oh, okay.
Yeah, Third Ward is
you
a
know
predominantly
about that. The hood.
Area.
That's the hood. Yeah, Third Ward.
It
when
is.
You say Ward, I got it. Third Ward.
Mm-hmm.
Third Ward. Okay, got it. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Okay. All right. Go right ahead. Mics are open.
If at all possible, for each and everyone that is on the line that can hear my voice, we need donations. We need donations to be sent to Tulsa, Oklahoma. Have a bank account. You guys can wire the money there. You can cash up money there. But in order, we have the bicentennial that's coming up May the 20th, 2021 through the 31st or the 30th. I don't have a calendar set before me, and I stand to be corrected. But we have been putting this out on the air, but we need donations ASAP. So if you guys could please go on and send your funds. Nothing is too small. We'll take it all. But we need donations so that we can get items for the city set up there for the bicentennial. And everyone that can, bring your family, cars, planes, please come. But this will be one of the biggest celebrations in history. Thank you so much.
That's great.
And just to let it.
And that's the 27th to the 31st of May.
And let everyone.
May 27th to the 31st.
Yes, and just to continue with the conversation on the commemoration celebration, at 8 o'clock immediately following this show, we will be switching over to Black Wall Street, USA, Northeast Region. So that would be the Black Wall Street conference show following this show. So many of you who are on the show right now can continue your questions and continue this conversation by calling in to the show at 8 o'clock this evening. And that call-in number is 712-451-0683. I will repeat the number, 712-451-0683. There is an access code. The access code is 614-060-POUND. Access code 614-060-POUND. And again, you will be directly in touch with many different regions of Black Wall Street. Before we close out, I want to know if there's any national directors that we haven't given a notice to this evening. Any national directors that are out there that we haven't greeted, I'd like to give you any national directors a chance to greet us. The mics are open to any national directors at this time. Okay. Well, then we're back with the show. We got about 10 more minutes for the rest of this evening's show. Again, network marketing and business identification. Brothers and sisters, I kept hearing everybody saying just a few moments ago, Brother Rogers speaking, and the question was, where's the money, a donation of the money? Let me just say this. Of course, and I keep on repeating, and I wish many of you was in my shoes, but and I say that because many of you know I am a licensed financial planner. And like I've said many a time, putting together a portfolio, you want to see the history and you really want to see value in the history and the long time value, a long time history of that value. And again, when you start talking about housing, and we know the situations, just like the sister was talking about the situation in Oklahoma as far as housing, and that's the same picture all over this country. So again, when we have companies like Brother Rogers are have here, this is an investment opportunity for everybody in the country. Again, I am a retired a financial planner, a retired business person, but at the same time, I'm running a business organization. I'm willing to invest monies into my communities. Again, if you're willing to invest monies to grow the communities, I am willing. And see, this is what it's going to take. If you see where something is valuable enough, a Director Stone, look what she's doing now that she's hiring these folks. Why? Because she saw the values. If you could see the same values, those of us who realize that it's worth me to put up my monies because I can make money. This is what this is all about, making money's opportunities. It has nothing to do with a donation. It has nothing to do with a gift. No, you have the good possibilities of getting rich. And that's what I need us to start thinking about, looking at the values and deciding if I can make a lot of money if I put up the investments that are required. So just to say that, because we're going to be talking about group investments many, many times, because we do. We have a very valuable community, but again, we're not a financially vested community. So again, our mics are open. Any comments? Those are my comments. I want to hear yours. The mics are open.
All right, so what we'll do is retract this and open for discussion.
Okay.
I don't know if you can see there. Yeah, I have this question.
Okay. If we don't have any comments that we have about tonight's show, or the mics are open. Like I said, I see we have a very large audience, but we have a quiet audience. The mics are open.
Brother Belial, Brother Aziz again. We want to thank Brother Rogers for that education that he gave us there. Like you said, we have to look around for some people that want to invest in projects like this, because we have areas that have been dilapidated, and the whole area need to be tore down in the cities, you know what I mean?
also
and
absolutely.
When someone comes to you,
we have some folks again who don't put themselves on mute, and I'm trying to.
Right,
but
yeah.
Anyway, we're coming to the end of the program, so maybe we can tolerate them. But again, Brother Aziz, somebody's got it on, working hard here. Yeah, Hold on, we're just talking about it real quick. Hold on.
Not really, as part of the motion, someone is unable and not willing to pay the $10 the person can ask for it to be waived.
Okay,
actually, I come up with the idea as well. That was one of the papers.
We're going to find them in just a second. But anyway, we only got a couple more minutes. Like I was saying, for those of you who didn't get a chance to speak, go to the 8 o'clock show, Black Wall Street USA, Northeast Region. That show starts in about 3 more minutes. And Brother Aziz, I think you have a lot to do with hosting that show. Any comments you wish to make just before I close out? Director Stones, or any of the folks who are working on the commemoration anniversary, any comments you wish to make before we close the show out?
The only thing that I could possibly think of is, pushing the donations, and as we go over to the Black Wall Street call, I want to say Sister Rahima will be giving updates at that time, but we really don't have enough time to get into full spring of it right now. So we will be going over to the Black Wall Street call. And for those of you that are calling in on that number, if for any given reason that you cannot get in or you get an error, just keep calling and keep calling, because we have so many that are trying to sign in. Sometimes they can't get in for getting that error. But if you'll continue to call, you should be able to get through on that conference call. That's all I wanted to add.
Thanks so much. And again, in closing, I want to continue to invite all business owners to continue to come on to identify yourself. We want to get to know the business owners in our communities. And, of course, you certainly want to get to know us, because we are your consumers. So, again, we would ask that next week at this time we will continue network marketing and identify businesses in our communities. And like I said, consider becoming financially vested in your communities. You're going to find that it's one of the best investments in this country is building business in an African-American community. It's a community last year that spent more than $1 trillion in consumer spending. Turn that money back into your communities. And yes, Black Wall Street will exist again. So until next week at the same time, Bilal Masadiq Bynum, along with my guest,
Abdul Aziz Shaheed,
we're both saying peace to everyone.
Peace be unto you all.
If you had a choice of colors, which one would you choose, my brothers? If there was no day or night, which would you prefer to be right? How long have you had your white teacher? Who told you you love your black preacher?
your brother's woman friend and share with black folks not of kin. People must prove to the people
a better day is coming for you and for me. With just a little bit more education
and love for our nation
would make a better society. Now some of us would rather cuss and make a fuss than to bring about a little trust. But we shall overcome, I believe, someday, if you'll only listen to what I have to say.
And how long have you had your white teacher?
Who told you you love your black preacher? Can you respect your brother's woman friend and share with black folks not of kin? I say now people must prove to the people
a better day is coming
for you and for me. With just a little bit more education
and love for our nation
would make a better society.
And if you had a choice of colors, which one would you choose, my brothers? If there was no day or night, which would you prefer to be right? And if you had a choice of colors, which one would you choose, my brothers? If there was no day or night, which would you prefer to be right? If you had a choice of colors, which one would you choose?